Ottawa. An Indigenous-led group is criticizing what it says is the gross mismanagement of aquaculture in British Columbia by the Fisheries Department, as it calls for a separation of its regulatory and promotional responsibilities. The First Nations Wild Salmon Alliance says the department is mired in conflict of interest stemming from its dual role, which the group's chairman Bob Chamberlain described as like marking your own homework. Chamberlain says the group wants the department to stick to its primary obligation of looking after the environment and fisheries, and to implement a truly independent, scientific body to help inform government decisions affecting marine life in BC. A spokeswoman for the Department of Fisheries and Oceans says in a statement that scientific integrity guides and shapes how it generates advice to inform decision-making. DFO continues to engage with our partners and stakeholders on the development of a responsible plan to transition from open net pen salmon farming in coastal British Columbia waters by 2025, said Catherine Hallett, a media relations officer with the department. Consultations are ongoing with First Nations, the province of BC, industry, ENGOs, and British Columbians. She said the goal is for the fish and seafood farming industries to operate responsibly and sustainably in a way that conserves the aquatic ecosystem for the future. Chamberlain and the Alliance have been vocal critics of federal policy on fisheries in BC, including what he says is industry involvement in the reports by the Canadian Science Advisory Secretariat on issues such as fish farming's risk to wild salmon stocks. Chamberlain says such participation in the scientific reports results in a predetermined outcome that would benefit industry. In conclusion, we need to fix the current Canadian Science Advisory Secretariat process, which is run by DFO and entwined with the management preferences, influences and aspirations of the department, Chamberlain said during a briefing in Ottawa. Based on our considerable professional experience, I reiterate that Canada should implement a truly independent science advice body to directly advise decision-makers and recommend further research without being subjected to vested interests inside or outside of DFO. A statement from Brian Kingsett, the executive director with BC Salmon Farmers, says their group agrees that science, not politics, should lead decisions on fisheries and aquaculture. The Canadian Science Advisory Secretariat is known internationally as a credible and unbiased evaluator of science, and its latest evaluations have found salmon farming in BC to be of minimal risk to wild salmon, the statement says. While some groups and individuals perennially opposed to salmon farming may believe their opinions should lead Canadian science, we believe that the participation of all stakeholders helps protect the rigorous and trusted science that Canada is known for and which Canada's Secretariat provides, Kingsett says. It says all farms in BC operate in agreement, negotiation or established partnerships with First Nations in whose territories they exist. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 12, 2024. The Canadian Press. Oceans and into land-based fish farms on Parliament Hill in Ottawa, on Tuesday, November 7, 2023. An Indigenous-led group is criticizing what it calls the gross mismanagement of British Columbia's finfish aquaculture by Fisheries and Oceans Canada, calling for a separation of its regulatory and promotional responsibilities. The Canadian Press, Spencer Colby 2.